Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kraka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music. 1985.
Friday finally came around. This girl's ready to paint the town. Tonight ain't nothing gonna slow me down.
watch a man talking on TV, putting down the rock and roll. Wants me to send a donation, cause he's worried about my soul. He said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that it's true. But sometimes I think that preacher man would like to do a little walking too. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music. It's gonna be a good one. That was the Charlie Daniels Band and their 1975 hit, Long-Haired Country Boy. The song was included on their 1974 album, Fire on the Mountain. Now, back in the mid-70s, the Charlie Daniels Band was just catching fire on the record charts, and a lot of radio stations didn't know if they were a country band or a southern rock band. Turns out they were a little of both. I want to set with a mother and daughter team, The Judds, and their 1985 hit, Girls Night Out. The song landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Music Record Chart. The duo is made up of Naomi Judd, that's Mama, and daughter Winona Judd. They ceased performing in 1991, but occasionally reunite for special performances.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Rhine County Watermelon Festival. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down, took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. When the band started playing Watermelon Queen, she said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arms, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. Some sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July. If you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. Rosanna's down in Texarkana, wanted me to push her broom. Sweet Eileen's Nabilene, she forgot I hung the moon. And Allison's in Galveston, somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas. Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. That old Frio River where I learned to swim, but it brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight. Live in Texas, and Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, therefore I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding, it's been rumored that I died, but I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
with that many exes, I'd be hiding who? I counted four exes for George Strait. Let's see, there was Rosanna, Eileen, Allison, and somebody named Dimples, who has the law looking for him. Anyway, there's something George Strait did back in 1987, All My Exes Live in Texas. Song landed at a solid number one on both the U.S. and Canadian country music record charts. And the song has that western swing sound to it. George Strait is from Texas, and over the course of his amazing career, he's sold more than 100 million records around the world. I'm going to set with another Texas native, Tracy Byrd, and his 1994 hit, Watermelon Crawl, which peaked at number four on the Billboard Hot 100 Country Classic chart and was just one of many, many hits he would have between 1992 and 2007. More than 30 hits, actually. Last I heard, he was living in Texas with his family and still performing.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Here's a good idea. Let's go all the way back to 1957 on this edition of Sweet Country Music with something from Patsy Cline.
I go out walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying. Somewhere a-walking after midnight searching for me.
Much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all waiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you a while ago. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. He If you can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can.
The Mississippi River can't keep us apart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can.
Mississippi River can't keep us apart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There you go, the Cajun sound of Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn with their 1973 hit Louisiana Woman. Mississippi Man, the song landed at number one in the United States and Canada and came from the third album Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty would do together. Personally, I think the two of them just made really good music together. In fact, Cashbox magazine once said Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty may be the greatest country duo ever. I open the set with a classic from 1957, from the immortal Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight, which peaked at number two on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Record Chart. It was the very first hit record she had, but it wouldn't be until 1961 when she would have a string of hit records. Sadly, Patsy Cline died in a private plane crash in 1963 at the age of 30.
Sweet country music.
Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I ask you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on. Well, it's Monday morning, he's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round mama. They ask her when daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and they sure miss him when he's gone. Yeah, they do. Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on. It's Wednesday evening, mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknifed rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Mama and the children will be waiting up all night long, thinking nothing but the worst is coming, with the ringing of the telephone.
you on a rainy night, steep grade. Up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wiper, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio.
Tundra with more dents in it than it looks like somebody went around it with a tire iron. That's Eddie Rabbit and his 1980 crossover hit Driving My Life Away. I called it a crossover hit because the song not only made it to number one on the Billboard Hot Country Record charts back then, but made it to number five on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Record chart as well. The song was also used in the 1980 musical comedy Roadie, which had cameo appearances by Hank Williams Jr., Roy Orbison, and many others. I opened the trucking set with Alabama and one of their many number one hits, Roll On 18-Wheeler, from 1984. The song tells the story of a truck driver supporting his family by driving his 18-wheeler. Now get this, Roll On was Alabama's 12th number one hit in a row. That has to be some kind of record. Well, I have my old CB radio around here somewhere. But then again, I'm a ham operator now and I talk around the world, which is a whole lot more fun than talking down the highway. Tell you what, I have a comedy break coming up with Bill Engvall and more of his famous Here's Your Sign comedy. Yeah, half the show is over, but in the second half of the show, I'm going to concentrate on rednecks. Yeah, I'm Larry Kratky, your host. Stick around. Get ready for a good laugh here on Sweet Country Music.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
I just hate stupid people. They should have to wear signs and just say, I'm stupid. That way you wouldn't rely on them, would you? You wouldn't ask them anything. Be like, excuse me. Oh, never mind. I didn't see your sign. We bought my daughter a bathtub doll. It's called Rub-A-Dub Dolly. Now, Rub-A-Dub Dolly floats around a bathtub with a little life preserver on. And on the life preserver, it says, this is not a life-saving device. Well, what kind of idiot would see some guy drowning in the river and go, here's a Rub-A-Dub Dolly doll. Oh, thank God you saved my life. Here's your sign. On a can of shaving cream, it says, avoid spraying this into an open flame. Where the hell was that guy shaving at? What, he's sitting around the campfire one night, bought for a little bristlet. Nice, that's nice. A little tender. Here's your sign. We bought a stereo receiver. If you bought a piece of stereo equipment, you know inside the box where they put that little package of drying agent? And on this in big bold letters, what does it say? Do not eat this. Y'all ever bought a piece of stereo equipment thinking there might be something to eat in there? But you know somebody opened that box and went, well, look! I got a receiver and a pack of chiclets. Here's your sign. Do you know on the back of a roll-on deodorant that says, do not apply this to your eyes? Ladies, when was the last time you were out on a blind date? And he was good looking, but he just had that stinky eye. I was working on my wife's car a couple weeks ago. I was putting a new fan belt on. Do you know on the back of a car fan belt, it says, be sure you stop the motor first. Wouldn't you love to have been there the first time that happened? Some guy walks in the house, his hands are all cut up. He's like, hey, Walt, what happened? I'm going to give you boys a little tip. You're going to put a fan belt on the car, you better shut that motor off first. You can't stop it with your hands, man. It's like a machine or something. Here's your sign.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Shining up through my shoes. Underneath I'm just a cotton picker, picking out a mess of blues. Show me where I start, find a horse and cart. I'm just a country boy, country boy at heart. But I'd rather be a hog collar chewing cud on the stile. Show me where I start, find a horse.
I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win, and telling those sweet lies and losing again. I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces, searching your eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend and a lover, I'll bless the day I discover another heart looking for love. And I was alone then, no love in sight, and I did everything I could to get me through the night. Don't know where it started or where it might end. I turned to a stranger, just like a friend. I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces, searching your eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend and a lover, bless the day I discover another heart looking for love. You came knocking my heart's door. You're everything I've been looking for. No more looking for love in all the wrong places.
This second half of this edition of Sweet Country Music, that's Johnny Lee and his 1980 hit Looking for Love, which was a big, big hit on the country and pop charts, largely because it was recorded for the soundtrack of the 1980 hit movie Urban Cowboy. Johnny Lee had been cranking out the hit record since 1976. In fact, he has over 20 albums to his name. Looking for Love remains his signature song. Ever hear of a band called Heads, Hands, and Feet? Well, probably not, but they're a British band that wrote the song I opened the set with, Country Boy from Ricky Skaggs. Country Boy zoomed to number one on the country music charts in 1985 and was the ninth single to land at number one for him. Ricky Skaggs has had an outstanding career and was inducted into the Musicians Hall of Fame in 2016 and the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2018.
Sweet Country Music.
Now for our Sweet Country Music feature, and this time I'm going to take a look at the term redneck. The term redneck is a derogatory term, of course, and it's been kept alive in country music and by stand-up comedians, creating a stereotype of a poor, uneducated southern white man, but nothing could be further from the truth. So, how about a couple of redneck songs? Let's start off with Gretchen Wilson, something she did back in 2004, all about the redneck woman.
Well, I ain't never been to Barbie Doll time. No, I can't swig that sweet champagne. I'd rather drink beer all night in a tavern or in a honky-tonk or on a four-wheel drive tailgate. Got posters on my wall of Skinner, kidding straight. Some people look down.
from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Victoria's Secret. Well, their stuff's real nice. Oh, but I can buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price and still look sexy, just as sexy as those models on TV. No, I don't need no designer tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore, but in my neck of the woods, I'm just a girl next door. Hey, I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high.
To a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude and fire it up. Beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. Just idle on over and toss us a line. Tractors, bay liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side to side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. His flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. Everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old guitar and pass them around. Bass trackers, bay liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Party's over and we're all alone. We'll be making waves in a no-wake zone. barge, strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs, and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us. The Redneck Yacht Club.
Hey, a couple of songs there about Redneck. Redneck Yacht Club from Craig Morgan in 2005. The song reached number two on the Billboard Hot Country record chart that year for the U.S. Army veteran and was one of many hit records and albums that he had. In fact, Craig Morgan has charted 17 times on the Billboard Country Music Charts. I opened the set with Gretchen Wilson and her 2004 number one hit, Redneck Woman. The song put Gretchen Wilson on radio stations around the world and even won a 2005 Grammy Award. Over the years, she's been an activist for children's charities, raising millions of dollars for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and the Make-A-Wish Foundation, to name a few.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
All down at Marge's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Marge's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. With his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. He said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. So he shot the jukebox, stopped the work with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Bubba shot the jukebox, stopped the with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Night nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. I see five mounted cowboys, off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina goodbye.
Everybody, aww. Aww, yeah. The story of El Paso for Marty Robbins back in 1959. Now, back then, El Paso landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country record chart and stayed at that position for 7 weeks. The song also won Marty Robbins a few awards, including a Grammy Award. The song was very unusual back then because of its length, almost 5 minutes long. Most country songs at the time were about 3 minutes long. Marty Robbins wrote two follow-up songs, Felina from El Paso in 1966 and El Paso City in 1976. Felina from El Paso didn't go anywhere, but El Paso City was a big hit for Marty Robbins. I opened the set with a song you probably won't hear on too many other radio stations, but here on Sweet Country Music, you'll hear it. Bubba Shot the Jukebox by Mark Chestnut was a number 4 hit for the Texas singer-songwriter back in 1992. The song was recommended to me by a fan of classic country who said it was a very funny song. Think of it. Some guy with a handgun shooting a jukebox because it played a sad song. It was actually the second song that Mark Chestnut wrote about a jukebox. The other was called Brother Jukebox, which was a number 1 hit for him in 1990. So I'll have to play that song on some future show. Let me tell you something. Playing that 5-minute Marty Robbins song came in real handy if you had to go to the restroom. And for some reason, why do a lot of radio stations build their restrooms as far away from the control room as you can get? Now, any of you who've worked in radio probably ran into that from time to time. Well, that does it for this edition of Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Kratky, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45. Talk to you later.